At first, Rob's friends thought he was avoiding them. They'd ask him to go somewhere, and he'd say, "Sorry, I can't." Eventually, told them why he couldn't go. He had something much more important to do. He would just say, "I've got to go to my meeting." Well, not too many teenagers would choose going to a meeting over going with their friends, but Rob made a good choice. See, Rob's a teenage drug addict, and he's being rehabilitated through a 12-step program modeled after Alcoholics Anonymous. One important key to fighting his problem is attending that support group meeting several times a week. A few months ago, he went back to cocaine. He'd stopped going to the meetings. Actually, all of us addicts, like you and me, will only make it if we make the meetings. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about meeting Jesus, daily light. Our word for today from the Word of God. We're in Mark chapter 1, and I'm going to begin reading at verse 35 as we get a look inside of some of the intimate side of the life of Jesus Christ. It says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they said, 'Everyone is looking for you.' Jesus replied, 'Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come.' So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons." Now, in this passage, Jesus is doing what he does repeatedly in the Gospels. He is modeling the highest priority of a busy schedule. And here is his highest priority: a regular one-on-one meeting with the Heavenly Father. If Jesus did it, we cannot possibly say we've got an excuse for not doing it. Scripture is filled with examples of this. Moses getting up to meet God in his tent of meeting. David saying, "Early will I seek you. Satisfy us in the morning with your love." You see, we need our meeting because of our addiction. We're all earth addicts. We're hooked on this world's ideas. We're hooked on this world's entertainment. We're hooked on this world's ways of treating people. We're all sin addicts as well. After following Christ for a while, Paul says, "The things that I want to do, I do not do. The things I don't want to do, I keep on doing." We are addicted to sin. We're addicted to earth. Now, the 12-step dependency programs recognize you can't change without regularly going to the support group meetings. Now, our support group is a support person. We cannot stay away from sin unless we have our meeting with God, regularly. The day you skip your meeting is the day you start to slip. We're not talking about some legalistic ritual here where you got to have check-the-box Christianity, check, had my Bible time. No, you're not doing your duty. This is a love thing. I must be with my Lord because I love him. I want to be faithful to him, not unfaithful. I need to plug into his power this day, picking up fresh manna for this day, getting his daily dose of strength for this day, getting his guidance for this day. I need that to fight my addiction to sin this day and my addiction to earth stuff. Yeah, today. See, I've been hooked on things that hurt me, things that hurt others, things that hurt God. We're all addicts, and we just can't afford to miss those meetings. So, like today, did you show up for yours?